This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. State health officials are again voicing concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic in Wisconsin, even though the recently discovered, highly publicized, and apparently fast-spreading Omicron variant has not yet been reported in the state. It has been found in Minnesota. The Department of Health Services, or DHS, says not only did Wisconsin recently top 9,000 deaths due to COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic, but DHS Secretary-designee Karen Timberlake says a few thousand new coronavirus cases are being added each day.
These are numbers we haven't seen since last December.
Timberlake says the big problem right now is the Delta variant of the virus, which first started causing problems this year. She says that variant is found in 99% of the virus samples that the state's laboratory partners evaluate.
And the reality of it is Delta is just that much more contagious. And because we had some groups of people, our 65 and older, who were highly, highly vaccinated, but other groups of people, younger adults and children, who were not vaccinated to nearly the same degree, or in the case of kids, not at all, Delta found lots of people.
Children as young as 5 years old can now be vaccinated, and more are getting their shots. But Timberlake says the increase in COVID cases is largely youth-related.
Even though children don't get as sick typically as older people do with COVID-19, nevertheless, we have had 1,800 young people in the hospital with COVID-19, and I cannot think of a scarier circumstance as a parent.
Also, Timberlake says because children typically live in families, there's a risk any infection in a youngster will be transmitted to an older person. The current upswing in COVID cases has again stretched hospital capacity in Wisconsin. Dr. Ashok Rai is president and CEO of Prevea Health in Northeast Wisconsin. He says COVID-19 patients are extremely labor-intensive.
One COVID patient may take away up to 3 beds for a different type of disease, and we need your help. We need to make sure our hospitals are there to take care of everybody, and that care can stay local.
Health officials say the biggest help people can provide is to get the vaccine. About 60% of Wisconsin residents are fully vaccinated. Roughly 2/3 have received at least one shot. Many local pharmacies offer the free vaccine and the booster for those who qualify. The Milwaukee Health Department and the Milwaukee Bucks are teaming up for another vaccination clinic Saturday at the Fiserv Forum. It's open to anyone. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.